Welcome to Module 3 of Slow Down and Tune In, where today we are going to be exploring mindfulness, the practice of mindfulness and getting back in charge of your mindset and mastering your thoughts. So your mind is an incredible tool. It is the tool that you use to create your reality, to interpret and process the world, to make decisions, to create plans, to take action, to make meanings and stories, to form belief systems. There's so much that goes on in there. And like I said, it is an incredible tool if we use it as a tool and we see it as a tool. But for most of us, the mind just runs completely on autopilot, and that is what our problem is. A lot of what is going through our mind is actually being driven by our unconscious, by all of the belief systems, the past experiences, the inner stories, everything that's stored deep within us that we're not even aware of. And all of that is fueling our thinking. It's fueling how we're seeing and perceiving the world. It's driving our perception of ourselves, what we think we're capable of, everything. We really need to realize how powerful our mind is in terms of it's constantly guiding us. Aren't we constantly referring to our mind, our thinking, our self-talk, and using it to guide us as we move through our lives? But if everything that is going through our mind is just running completely on autopilot and is coming from years and years and years of past experience, our entire lifetime of experience of what we have stored within us, internalized, come to believe and know about ourselves based on our experiences, and all of that is driving and guiding us. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If everything that is stored in your unconscious about yourself is empowering and supportive and loving, but for most of us, it isn't. For most of us, we've had a lot of experiences through our lives that have shaped us, that have shaped our perception of ourselves and have formed belief systems and have formed an identity. And for a lot of us, not all of that is overly positive or kind or encouraging or loving. For a lot of us, it's actually very limiting. All of this unconscious stuff limits us and holds us back versus really uplifting us and empowering us and supporting us to move forward. So a big part of what we're going to be working on through this process of mindfulness, and what I sort of believe mindfulness is about becoming aware, becoming conscious. So rather than having everything running on an unconscious level below the surface without us even really knowing, we use self-awareness to bring it up to our conscious awareness, into the conscious mind, and then we begin to consciously choose which of these thoughts we want to keep, which of them we want to release, which ones we want to believe and give our power to, and which ones we don't. And for many of us, we may never have gone on that journey before of actually bringing any real awareness to what's going on in our mind and whether or not we like what's going on in there. So today's module is really all about that. So like I said, we want to use the mind as a tool, and we want to have enough awareness to begin to notice what's going on in the mind and decide if the thoughts that we are giving all of our power to are ones that are working for us and ones that make us feel good and ones that we want to keep and continue to give all our power to. So this is going to be a process of getting back in charge of your thoughts, and that in itself is a really big journey. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, but it is going to begin with some awareness, and we will talk about that a lot through this module, the awareness of becoming conscious of what's going on in there. But where I just want you to begin is with the intention to begin to become more aware of what's going on in your mind, and the choice to get back in charge of your thinking, and for you to almost be the gatekeeper of what's going on in your mind, where you start to set a new standard for what you will almost tolerate from yourself or allow to be entertained on the screen of your mind. You start to set a new standard. So rather than just letting anything go through your mind and allowing any inner thought or story or worry or worst case scenario or fear to be entertained and have all your energy, you start to set a standard and you say, you know what? I think I only want to begin to give my energy, my attention, my power, my focus to thoughts that feel good, to thoughts that are guided by love, to thoughts that make me feel good about myself, to thoughts that support me to have what I want in my life, to thoughts that create a story and a meaning around me that makes me feel valuable and important and loved and special and significant. You have the ability to do that. So it is really about raising the standard now of what you will tolerate and allow from yourself, and the standard of the thoughts, the quality of thoughts that you want to entertain in your mind. It's sort of, this is a big part of self-love, I believe, is when we start to say, you know what, I'm no longer going to allow those low-level thoughts to fester in my mind because I love myself more than that. I know I deserve better than that. And I want to choose to think in alignment with love because I love myself and that's what I deserve. Yeah. So this is going to be a big thing we're going to be working with, but one of the biggest things to realize is just because you think something doesn't mean that it's true. And we have for so long all just been believing whatever goes through our mind. We think that because we think something and because we have a strong emotional reaction to it, it must be true. It must be real. And so we get completely lost in these they're real illusions, the way we're often thinking about ourselves and thinking about the world. And we're just believing it. And I want you to start to say this, affirm this to yourself. Just because I think something doesn't mean that it's true. So we've got to start to challenge our thoughts and actually start to say, really? Really? Is that the truth about me? Is that the truth about this situation? Can I be sure? Would I like to choose to think differently about this situation? Could I choose a more loving way of thinking about myself in this situation? You don't have to believe everything you think. Like I said, all of your thinking is just a flow-on effect from all of your life experience and everything you've come to believe and know about yourself. But I really want you to start to realize that none of that is actually true. It's just learned experience and learned behavior. We're going to do some big unraveling. This is going to be a big module, but you know, let's just start with where you're at and start slowly and gently with all of this. A lot of what has probably gone into your mind over the years has gone in very unintentionally. You know, your subconscious mind, your unconscious is like a computer hard drive, just full of information. And what we sort of want to do is begin to detox that and clear some of that out and really actually begin to look at what's going on in there. But this really is just a culmination of all your past experiences. It's not actually the truth about you. And as we move further through this course, you'll come to realize that what is the truth about you is what your heart and your soul and your intuition say to you, not what the voice in your mind says about you. So I'm just going to touch a little bit on beliefs here. Again, working with our belief systems is a massive topic in itself, but something that I learned once from Abraham Hicks, who are some teachers that do beautiful work about the law of attraction, is that they say a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. A belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. A belief is just a thought that you keep thinking until you believe that it's true. A belief is just a thought that you've thought long enough that now you believe that it's true. A belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. What a belief is something that you begun to think at one point, and because you began to focus on it, you started to create evidence around you to support it. So the mind has this sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. If you give the mind an idea, a concept, an image, it will seek out in the world anything that matches that. The mind likes to prove itself right, so it will look for evidence to prove that to you. So say I have a belief system that says, oh my God, I could come up with any of them. Let's say I have a belief system that said, you know, for some reason what's coming to mind is men are dicks, men are dickheads, which isn't the truth. I don't believe that at all. But let's just say that's my dialogue. It's like no matter how a man would act with me, I would find a way to focus on the things about them that proved my story right. And then I would attract all this evidence, or I would bring people into my life who would treat me that way because it validates my belief system. Might be something about money. Money's really hard to make. Money's really hard to keep. If you tell yourself that long enough, you will start to notice evidence in your reality that proves that to yourself. And all of that evidence forms your belief system. So when you think about something long enough, you tell yourself that long enough, you focus on it long enough, you attract all this evidence to prove it to you through your life experience, these things happen, you say, see, this is the truth. Look at that experience that I had. And then you have this belief. And a belief is like, this is true about life. It's pretty black and white. This is what I believe about relationships. This is what I believe about money. This is what I believe about me. And we very rarely challenge our beliefs once they're set. We just go, yeah, this is the truth about life. This is what I believe. I've been thinking about this. I have all this evidence to prove it to me. And that's the truth. But another thing I want you to start to be exploring is the willingness to challenge your beliefs. That maybe actually as well, what you've come to believe about anything isn't even true. It's just things you've been telling yourself for so long, you started to believe it. And I want you to look at, are my beliefs supporting me? So before I came into the relationship that I'm in now, I had to rewrite all of my beliefs about men because I had lots of years of past experience that was trying to prove to me that it wasn't possible to be in a really safe, loving, trusting relationship. So I had to do a lot of work to rewrite my beliefs about men and look for examples of other people and look through my past experience to really see all the positive examples, all the places I was treated with love and respect, all the times I was meeting incredible men, all of my friends who were in beautiful, loving relationships. I consciously chose to rewrite my belief systems, to look for new evidence to prove that to myself, to tell myself new inner stories, to consciously choose the thoughts I would think about men in my mind and what I would focus on any man that came into my life. And I began to build a whole new mindset about men and relationships. And then I called in a beautiful relationship because now what the evidence that I'm finding in my external world is matching my new belief system. Whatever you focus on is what you'll see. And when you start to tell yourself a new story, when you consciously choose what you want to think, you will see different evidence outside of you to prove that to yourself. So this is a big concept. And for a lot of you, you might be like, whoa, I've never thought about this before. But this is what it means to get back in charge of your mind, to begin to challenge everything that you are just simply believing to be true, to begin to question the thoughts that go through your mind, to begin to become the gatekeeper of your mind and say, no, this is the standard of thinking. This is the type of thinking I want to have. Loving, empowering, supportive, positive thinking. And so I'm going to start to notice anything that doesn't feel like that. And I'm going to do the work to change that. Now, this in itself is an entire online course in itself, but I hope that as you've begun to work through this video, you've had some insights and realizations. And if I can give you anything, it's just to start, and we'll talk about this in the next few videos, just to start to become aware of what's going on in your mind and really pay attention to whether the thoughts you're thinking are what you want to create in your life, because your thoughts are creating your reality. So every time you think something, ask yourself, is this the reality that I want to create? If these thoughts were creating my reality, is this the reality that I want to live in?